thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. We have an opportunity to live by principle or not. We have the opportunity to put things in their proper perspective or not. And when we don't put things into their proper perspective, everything gets out of whack. Why we continue with principle when we don't believe in it is quite something to think about. So many times we have an illness, and that illness overwhelms us. It almost kills us if it doesn't actually kill us. And our friends say, well, you're a practitioner, you're a metaphysician, you're into this. Why do you have this illness? Why do you have this problem in your life? Why do you have this that's destroying you, utterly destroying your world, destroying? Well, because we have a thought in our consciousness that is destroying us. Now, we have illnesses, and these illnesses are difficult and very tough. And so we go to the practitioner and we say, practitioner, what can I do? What can I do? And the practitioner says, well, you don't know what you've done. You put some cause in motion that has brought this illness to you. You put some cause in motion that has made you susceptible to this problem, and the problem could even kill you. But if you wish, you can put another cause in motion which will take care of your illness and any other problems. Oh, that's what I want to do. Oh, that's what I want to do. Okay. Now, if you will follow my directions 100%, the illness will go away, the problem will go away, all of the things that you've been experiencing will no longer be yours. Oh, my goodness, if that is true, that panacea would be for everyone. That would be whatever. No. Not everyone is willing to do what has to be done. I say to you now, if you can say to yourself, I love me, I like me, I am divine order, I'm peace, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I love me, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. If you can say that to yourself, and whenever the circumstances come up that brought this illness to you, such as your anger with somebody else, or your hatred of somebody else, or your judgment of somebody else, or yourself, your feeling that you are less than perfect, you are less than beautiful, you don't like yourself, you don't like the things you're doing. You know, whenever those thoughts come up, you just say, I like me, 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 I like me. And you do that, and you do that, and you do that. And before you know it, you have put a new program in motion for you, which completely directs your life in a new direction. You are now telling the white stem cells, these undifferentiated stem cells that are born in your brain every day, you're telling them what you want them to do. You want them to know that you like yourself. And so the stem cells will put that cause into motion in your entire being. Now you say, well, what about if I'm a good practitioner and I do these things and I still have a problem? That means you don't really like yourself. That means you have not said 100 zillion times, I like me, I like me, I like me. Because when you like yourself, you cannot do anything to your body less than liking it. When you like yourself, you like every organ, action, and function of your body. When you like yourself, you like all of your relationships. When you like yourself, you like everything that you do. You are a beautiful being. You are a beautiful soul. You are fantastic. When you like yourself, when you do not like yourself, then you put these negatives in motion for yourself, which are destroying you and killing you and will kill you. Now, it's not a matter of what sort of medication you take from your doctor. If your doctor says take something and you go there and you think that he has advice for you that's beneficial, take it. If you go to your doctor and you believe in your doctor and your doctor says you should do one thing or another, do it. If you go to your metaphysician, if you go to your practitioner, And your practitioner says to you, tell yourself that you like yourself until you are so sick and tired of hearing that you like yourself that it's beginning to take place. I give this illustration constantly. 2 times 2 is 4. We don't know when we all of a sudden understood what mathematics were, but just saying 2 times 2 is 4 opens our consciousness up to the principle of mathematics. Saying I like me opens us up to the principle of being our divine self, of being the most beautiful, whole, and perfect being we could be in the world. Now, people come to campus and they want to bring along their pills and their medications and their various things, and I say to them, if your doctor has advised it, you take it. If your doctor did not advise it, don't take it. If your doctor did not advise it, don't take it. And many of the people who come to campus and want their healing program to be instituted here bring along their own self-healing attitudes, their own medications, their own health foods, and all these other things, which have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. It's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth that makes all the difference in the world. Now, where do you stand on this picture? Where do you stand on this picture of wholeness and perfection right now? Where do you stand? Do you stand on this picture of wholeness and perfection that all is in divine order right now? Or do you stand on this picture with the idea that there's a problem? With the idea that some things just are not going well? With the idea that you're less than perfect? If that's where you stand, oh, my gracious, do you have a problem? Now, where do you want to stand? What is the most important thing for you in this entire universe? The most important thing for you and for me is to say, I like me. Is to say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Say it, and say it, and say it, and say it, and say it. Change your mental attitude. Because your body is your thought. Your mind, your brain is your thought. Your world is your thought. Your attitude controls everything in your universe. And you might as well be working from a good platform. And that good platform is I like me. I've had a number of people come to campus to talk about healing and experience healing. And I said to them, just say, I like me, I'm divine order and peace. And say it forever and ever and ever. And they go home healed. Now, nobody knows that they were even ill. They do. Nobody knows that they were even almost next to death. They do. But they put the cause in motion and changed. I've had some people I've talked to very seriously, and they changed their consciousness, and the cancer that they had was completely gone. Doctors could not find an ounce of it. But because they did not continue with I like me, because they began to be revengeful, because they began to try to hurt somebody else, because somebody else was hurting them, so they were trying to hurt them, and because they were trying to do these things, they put that negative cause in motion, and kapooch, off they are on their journey to another dimension. Now, if that's the way you want to do it, that's okay. But I tell you, to the pure in heart, all is pure. To the pure, all is pure. If our thoughts are pure, our body is pure, our mind is pure, our world is pure, everything is pure. Let us live in the purity of our original integrity, our original purity, and experience that every moment of our life. Because truly, that is the most important thing that we can do. Say, I like me. I'm divine order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I am peace. And stop fighting it. Stop fighting that you are divine order, that you are peace, that you do like yourself. Stop fighting that. Because when you stop fighting it, it's so much easier to slip into that new picture of your reality. It's new to you, but it's always been there. You're merely revealing the truth about yourself. Let go and let God. Let go and let the divine. Let go and let your inner self reveal to you who you really are, and watch the world about you reflect that of you, and be so wonderful that all the things that made you angry before, all the things that made you want to kill somebody, that made you want to destroy somebody, that made you want to hurt somebody because they were hurting you, they stop. Because when you like yourself, there's nothing anybody can do. If someone says you're terrible and you say, how can I improve? How can they get angry at you? And how can you be angry at yourself? You know how you can improve. You can improve by liking yourself more. What should I do to improve myself? How should I do it? The moment you ask that question of your adversary, the adversary loses all of its power. The moment you say to your diseased body, you say, diseased body, how can I improve? Diseased body, well, you're asking the wrong one. You should ask somebody else. No, diseased body, how should I improve? Well, if you want to improve, stop thinking those thoughts that are giving me power, you know. Oh, I'm giving you power. Yes, you are. Every time you hate somebody, every time you hate yourself, every time you're unhappy, you're giving power. And if you want to give power to I like me, then you will soon be liking yourself and soon be living in paradise right here on earth in a whole and perfect body. Believe me, it works. And it works every time you sincerely stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And it is yours forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.